Have you ever felt invisible in a crowded room? That gnawing sense that people look at you but don't really see you? This universal hunger for recognition runs deeper than we might imagine. It's not vanity or neediness. It's as fundamental to our survival as food and water. When someone truly sees us, acknowledging our full humanity with all its contradictions and complexities, something profound shifts inside. We feel validated, understood, alive. Yet we live in an age of creeping dehumanization. People are reduced to political labels, social media profiles, data points in an algorithm. We scroll past hundreds of faces daily without pausing to wonder about the inner worlds behind them. This erosion of genuine seeing has consequences. Epidemic loneliness, fractured relationships, a society where everyone talks but few truly listen. The skill of deeply knowing another person, once passed down through generations, has become dangerously rare. We're worse at reading others than we think, often projecting our own experiences onto their situations. Even married couples, despite years of intimacy, routinely miss what's happening in their partner's heart. The foundational skill isn't just being open-hearted, though that matters. It's developing specific social capabilities that help us truly see and understand others, capabilities most of us were never taught. Picture a typical bar. Everyone hunched over screens, a man monologuing while his date stares past him, political types discussing elections as abstract chess moves. Nobody truly sees anyone else. Several barriers block genuine connection. Egotism traps us in our own thoughts, leaving no space for others. Anxiety creates mental noise. When we're rehearsing our next line or worrying how we appear, we can't attend to the person before us. Naive realism makes us assume everyone shares our worldview, causing constant misinterpretation. The lesser minds problem convinces us we're more complex than others, attributing depth to our motivations while seeing others as simpler. Consider a memoir of a mother and daughter who never truly see each other, despite a lifelong relationship. Bess, consumed by her own grief drama, never notices her effect on her daughter. Vivian, desperate to break free, can't understand her mother's perspective. The daughter's haunting phrase captures it. She doesn't even know I'm there. This is the cost of failing to see profound loneliness even among those closest to us. Some people possess a rare quality. They make others feel truly seen. Call them illuminators. Through active listening, empathy, and genuine curiosity, they help people feel valued. They contrast sharply with diminishers, who diminish others through dismissiveness or casual cruelty. After World War II, when the medical establishment dismissed injured veterans as moribund cripples, Dr. Ludwig Guttmann saw differently. He looked at paraplegic patients and saw the best of men, capable of extraordinary achievement. He introduced competitive sports as therapy, believing in their potential for full lives. This radical vision transformed rehabilitation medicine and led to the Paralympic Games. The illuminator's gaze combines tenderness toward vulnerabilities, receptivity to unique stories, active curiosity that seeks understanding over judgment, affection that creates safety, and generosity that assumes the best in people. As one therapist puts it, attention is the purest form of love. She cultivates a charitable viewpoint, noticing how a frustrated parent still shows up consistently, or how a rebellious teenager harbors deep loyalty beneath defiance. This isn't about mastering techniques. It requires developing an attitude that resists quick judgments. True illuminators see people as Tolstoy described them, like rivers, constantly changing yet maintaining their essential nature. They honor human complexity and dignity, creating space for growth. After illumination comes accompaniment, being alongside someone rather than observing from a distance. Like floating in a river, you move in harmony with the current rather than fighting it, flowing alongside others at their pace. 90% of life happens in ordinary moments, meetings, errands, small talk, where we're side by side, not face to face. These seemingly insignificant interactions form the bedrock of human connection. Rather than immediately probing someone's soul, look at something together. Discuss weather or television shows. Through these exchanges, our unconscious minds attune to each other's rhythms and energies. Small talk is vastly underappreciated. Watching how someone treats a waiter or handles a setback reveals more than asking profound questions. Even in established relationships, discussing small things regularly makes addressing bigger issues possible when they arise. Accompaniment requires patience, allowing trust to build through negative effort, resisting the urge to fix or control. It demands playfulness, other-centeredness, and presence, simply showing up, especially during difficult times, offering silent support when words fall short. The ultimate touchstone of friendship is witness, the privilege of being seen and accompanying someone on a journey impossible to accomplish alone. Truly knowing someone requires conversation, not just seeing, but hearing them deeply. The best conversationalists draw out the best in others, making people feel they've contributed something valuable. Treat attention as an on-off switch. Give 100% focus or none at all. Be a loud listener with active responses. Make people authors, not witnesses, by asking specific questions about their experiences. Embrace pauses for reflection. Loop back to confirm understanding. Avoid the topper tendency of redirecting conversations to yourself. The art of questioning is particularly important. While children naturally ask thousands of questions between ages 2 and 5, many adults lose this curiosity. Good questions are open-ended. How did you, rather than did you? At gatherings, probe for commonalities. Where did you grow up? Or ask big questions. What crossroads are you at? Or what would you do if you weren't afraid? Despite concerns about privacy, people are eager for deep conversations. Most have never truly been listened to. Good conversation is joint exploration, a dance where both partners create something neither could achieve alone. In a world obsessed with metrics and efficiency, we've forgotten the most fundamental human skill, truly seeing one another. This isn't soft sentiment. It's the bedrock of everything that makes life worth living. Your character isn't defined by epic heroism, but by everyday encounters. The grocery store checkout, the awkward family dinner, the colleague struggling quietly nearby. These moments accumulate into who you become. The wisdom is simple, but requires practice. Look at people with compassionate awareness of human frailty and gracious acceptance of human folly. Those who look inward find only chaos. Those who judge outwardly see only flaws. But those who look with compassion see complex souls navigating life as best they can, just like you. Here's the challenge. Today, choose one person, not to fix or impress them, just to see them. Ask a question and actually listen. Notice what lights them up. Acknowledge something real about their experience. Because being truly seen and learning to truly see others isn't just a skill. It's the whole point. It's how we rescue each other from loneliness, build lives of meaning, and become fully human.